Welcome to Lectio. Thank you so much for joining me for these minutes as we set aside time to turn towards God, to hear His voice, to be still in His presence, and to encounter His heart that is just overflowing with love for us. As usual with Lectio, I will read the scripture three times. This time is the first time that I'm going to read the scripture from three different versions. So translations, and so that's something different for tonight. I'm going to be reading from the NIV, from the RSV, and from the Message. Our scripture is from the book of John. So the first thing to do is to get into a comfortable position where you can relax your body and yet stay awake and alert, where you can set aside the restlessness that we often have of our minds and our bodies and be still before God. So find that place. If you need to use your breath, that's often helpful in settling, in centering and settling ourselves down. I've really found that in the last few weeks that if I just take a big breath and just let it slowly out, I just am able to still my body a lot more. So hopefully you are now in a comfortable and still position. Jesus, in these moments, we turn towards you. Help us to be still and to listen so that through these words of scripture, we will hear your voice. The first time I read, in the silence that follows, notice if there's a word or phrase that jumps out at you, something that captures your attention, that intrigues you, that you notice, and you don't have to worry about how it fits in with the context or how it fits in with the theme. It is just a word or a phrase, and this is a word or phrase that God is giving you to begin this conversation with you. And God is not so stuck on themes and as we are. So He's going to just choose a word or phrase because it fits with you in your life and this, the conversation He wants to have with you. Our scripture today is from John, the book of John, chapter 7, verses 37 through 39. On the last day of the feast, the great day, Jesus stood up and proclaimed, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart shall flow rivers of living water." Now this he said about the Spirit, which those who believed in him were yet to receive, for as yet the Spirit had not been given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. I'm going to read the text a second time. And this time, in the quiet afterwards, notice what connections you come to you between this word or phrase and your life. God is making the connections. You don't have to work hard at this. You need to just notice what comes to mind, what he brings to your heart, what he brings to your mind. It could be memories, it could be senses, it could be stories, it could be dreams that you have. Any of those things could connect this word or phrase with your life. So here is John 7, 37 to 39. On the final and climactic day of the feast, Jesus took his stand. He cried out, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Rivers of living water will brim and spill out of the depths of anyone who believes in me this way, just as the scripture says." He said this in regard to the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were about to receive. The Spirit had not yet been given because Jesus had not yet been glorified. I'll read the text a third time, and this time in the silence, notice an invitation from God. He longs to draw us to himself, and he invites. He doesn't demand. So notice an invitation from God. John 7, 37 to 39. On the last and greatest day of the feast, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within him. By this he meant the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were later to receive. Up to that time, the Spirit had not been given, since Jesus had not yet been glorified. Now the time for noticing and connecting and inviting, or being invited, is done, and it's time to settle in and just be with Jesus. Whether you accepted his invitation with open arms or whether you're still not sure, he just wants to be with you. So in these next few minutes, let go of all those things that are confusing you, that are restless, that are distracting you, and just rest in God's arms. Gently connect with your breath again and slowly bring your awareness back to the room, moving from inner experience to your outer life. Give yourself some time of transition between these moments of contemplative depth and your everyday life. Consider taking a few minutes to journal about what you experienced in your prayer. By your Holy Spirit, O God, give us hearts to love you, minds to know you, souls to bless you, and strength to serve you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go with God.